Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation, we finished chapter 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts chapter 6 today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. Today we start Revelation chapter 6, and we'll be going verses 1 through 17. Now, I just want to say thank you to those who write us and let us know they're listening. That's a real encouragement to us. I often read letters or excerpts from letters that you folks write me, either by email or those that you just mailed in to me. I've read them from as far away as Australia to our folks here, and those that are here in the United States as well. I've read some of your letters, and we do that to our people on Wednesday night in our church service because they're the ones that are helping to support this broadcast and to keep it on the air. And so that's the way we do it. As you know, Lamp and Light does not take time to beg for money each day and ask you to send their money. As a matter of fact, we have told you that your tithe, 10% of your income, goes first to your local church, and that's the way it should be. And you should not send your tithe to us or any other ministry besides your local church. Then an offering is above a tithe. And even at that, you don't send that to us or to any other ministry until first you make it a matter of prayer. And you know God would have you to do it. And then send it on, asking God's blessing upon that gift. We are right now able to support the radio stations we have on the air presently. But understand, the financial crunch is just as hard on us as it is anybody else. And we saw our own church offerings go down as much as 30% during the economic downturn. And yet God has been able to keep our radio broadcast on the air. And of course, myself, along with Mr. Vaught and Mr. Banks, Mr. Hopper, we all do this as a donation. We don't get paid to do this, and we do this as unto the Lord. We do it for our God. And so let me just be quick to point out that we do this as a ministry. When someone does send in an offering, it always goes right back into the radio ministry. Right now, we probably need about $5,000 to get some equipment. We will not purchase that equipment until we have the money in. We do not buy on time, and we depend on God's people in our church to supply. And if they don't have it, we don't do it. If somebody sends a gift outside, it always goes to the radio ministry and needs of the radio ministry. And so that's just to let you know what goes on with Lamp and Light, because we have not made it a thing on this broadcast to day after day ask people to send their monies. We do ask you, though, to send your letters, because for our people here at our church that do give, that is a real encouragement when they hear how your heart is blessed. Now, I hope you have your Bibles ready as we start Revelation chapter 6, and we continue now looking at the sealed books. And so there will be 7 seals on this book, and chapter 6 will break 6 of those seals. So as we begin looking now at chapter 6 through 20, keep it in mind that you should guard against something you learn about judgments. That is, from allowing them to take the place of the fact that this book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. So make sure that as we go through these chapters, that you see His holiness, as well as His sovereignty in all these things. And not only should you see the revelation of Christ, you secondly should see God's attitude about, or His hatred of, sin. Now, these types of judgments tell us how much God hates sin, and therefore should tell us of His great love and His great grace to die for us, to save our souls. Sin is so repulsive in His sight. And when we see the false worship throughout the Old Testament, we read also of our God being a jealous God. You put those things together, and for Jesus Christ to leave all of heaven's glory and to humble Himself and to come to this earth and take on flesh to die for us, oh, how great is His love and grace. But on the other hand, don't miss His holiness and justness and righteousness as He pours out judgment in this tribulation period. Now, besides seeing the revelation of Jesus Christ and God's hatred of sin, a third thing to see in chapters 6 through 19 is that this tribulation period is divided up into two parts of 3.5 years each. They are 3.5 years of tribulation, followed by 3.5 years of great tribulation. During the first half of the tribulation, there will be things in nature and so forth that will bring God's judgment, although in some ways things might seem prosperous at the time. But those judgments will make it a time of tribulation. Now finally, keep it in mind that the saved are raptured before the 7-year tribulation period starts. Now, there could be a period of time between the rapture and the actual start of the tribulation. And that could deceive some that are on the earth, saying, well, I know there's supposed to be 7 years, and they've reached 7 years, and maybe even the tribulation hasn't started, although I don't think it'll be another 7 years before it starts. But nonetheless, there could be a period of time. The tribulation starts after the rapture, but it starts with the confirming of a covenant between the Antichrist and Israel. Now, as for me, I used to look at chapter 6 through 19, as a matter of fact, chapter 6 through the rest of the book, with some kind of an excitement to see what God is going to do, and to believe it as if some science fiction becomes reality. And that is that these were things that men wrote about, but had never happened in their lifetime. Things that they make movies and write books concerning. But now, they come true. But when the awesomeness of it comes upon you, and then you begin to see the things of His holiness and His sovereignty, it should really create a heart that mourns for those who have not heard the gospel, those who reject it. Some of those are people that you know personally. And it should expand our heart for missions, for tracts, and for sharing the gospel where we are. Now, I find that at this time in life, I enjoy knowing more about chapters 4 and 5 and chapters 21 and 22. But all of the book of Revelation is necessary for our walk on earth, as is all the Bible. Now, rather than to give you an outline of this chapter with titles, as I normally do, one can outline it by the 6 seals that are opened in the chapter. Now, the first seal is seen in verses 1 and 2 here of Revelation 6. So, we read those 2 verses. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the 4 beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, verse 1 shows us that we're going from the great praise that we just come out of in chapter 5, in which we are bowed down and worshiping him, to now directing our attention to the earth. And as the Lamb opens a seal, there is, our text says, as it were. Now, that phrase, as it were, is symbolic. Instead of being something that was really this, it was as it were. Here, as it were thunder. It wasn't actual thunder, but as it were, something that would be similar to thunder. We have an example in Scripture. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ as a dove. Now, the Holy Spirit wasn't an actual dove. A bird did not land on his head, but rather, he come down as a dove. It was symbolic of the peace coming down upon him from above. Well, in our text, as it were the noise of thunder. It wasn't an actual thunder, but the voice had the power that thunder generates. And one of the four beasts are saying, come and see. Now, this tells us that although these beasts are redeemed people, there's a special place in heaven of authority for them. It's a privilege given through the Bema seat, that is, the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I don't know who these four living creatures are. I really don't. We know that they proclaimed that they were redeemed by the blood, so we know that they were in humanity at one time. But who they are, we would only be able to guess. And I know that there are probably people that will try to say it with certainty. I won't try to lead you down a road that I don't have the map on. And the Bible doesn't tell us exactly who these guys are. It's something, though, for God to give a voice that will take the millions in heaven who have been singing, praising, and bowing before the throne, as we saw in chapter 5, verses 8 through 14, to all of a sudden redirect their attention to this old, corrupted earth. So obviously, there's great power in this thunderous voice. The day of the Lord is beginning, and we shall see His holiness as regards not only the beauty and purity of salvation, but now we're seeing His holiness as it calls for righteous judgments to be outpoured on the Christ-rejecting earth. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.